Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 4, the characteristics of Rishabhdev, text 15. Yat Shirshanya Acharitam Tat Anuvartate Lokaha Yad Yat Shirshanar Charitam Tat Anuvartate Lokaha Yad Yat Shirshanaya Charitam Tat Anuvartate Lokaha Yad Yat Shirshanaya Charitam Tat Anuvartate Lokaha. By the leading personalities. Acharitam, performed. Tat, that. Anuvartate, follow. Lokaha, the people in general. Translation, whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A similar verse is also found in Bhagavad Gita 3.21. It is essential for human society to have a section of men perfectly trained as qualified brahmanas according to the instructions of Vedic knowledge. Those below the brahminical qualification, administrators, merchants and workers, should take instructions from those ideal people who are considered to be intellectuals. In this way, everyone can be elevated to the highest transcendental position and be freed from material attachment. The material world is described by Lord Krishna himself as Dukalayam Ashashvatam, a temporary place of misery. No one can stay here, even if he makes a compromise with misery. One has to give up this body and accept another, which may not even be a human body. As soon as one gets a material body, he becomes Dehabrit or Dehi. In other words, he is subjected to all the material conditions. The leaders of society must be so ideal that by following them one can be relieved of the clutches of material existence. Yad yach chir shanaya charitam tat tat anuvartate lokaha. So the importance of the Varnashram system can be learned from this verse, among other things. The Varnashram system devised by Lord Krishna is perfectly designed so that the Supreme Person is leading, that's Lord Krishna himself, and then everyone else, according to their qualifications, they follow him. For example, Brahma. Brahma's the most intellectual person in the universe, so he's the first student of Lord Krishna. And then he teaches his students and sons, and then they teach. And this is called parampara, the separate succession. And people like to follow a good leader, one who has all knowledge, like Krishna. We see people like to follow Krishna. It's quite natural because all the questions that we have are answered. Like we like to follow a very intelligent person. I think for the century that just passed, they made some vote who was the top person, and they decided that Einstein was the top person. He's an intellectual. He's giving knowledge, so we're very happy to follow. Therefore, the brahmanas must be held in high esteem because the brahmanas have knowledge. Jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. The brahmanas are in the mode of goodness. Therefore, they should be followed because they do things that are good. They're peaceful, they're truthful, they're clean, they're knowledgeable, they practice all these nice qualities, self-control, shama, dhamma, tapa, they're austere. These are wonderful qualities. And the intellectuals should have these qualities, otherwise they're not qualified to be intellectuals. They're so-called intellectuals, but they haven't really understood anything. If they don't have those qualities, they shouldn't be teaching because they haven't really understood anything. In other words, they may they may superficially have some skill, some so-called intelligence, but if they don't have these qualities, then they don't really understand. Just like here in Vrindavan, there were yajnik brahmanas. And Lord Krishna was nearby with his coward boys, and he sent the coward boys to ask for some food for Krishna and Balaram. But the brahmanas were too busy with their sacrifices. They didn't have time. So they missed the point. They were studying the Vedas, but they didn't know who the supreme goal of the Vedas was. What is the purpose of all of our austerities? What is the purpose of studying the Vedas? What is the purpose of taking vows, chanting mantras? It's to come to the point of knowing, loving Krishna. They didn't get that. So therefore they fell down from their position. But fortunately they had good wives, and the wives were devotees of the Lord, and they learned from their wives that we should have surrendered to Krishna also. And that's good. Anyone can become a leader in society. Here we see in that example the wives who were not normally expected to be the leaders, but they were the leaders because they had the true knowledge and their activities were perfect. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants everyone to become Jare Daki Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Gyaya Guru Hana Tare Desh. He wants everyone to become a guru according to their capacity, in their own area. They can become guru. Mother can become guru of her children and her local group, and a householder man can become guru of his circle. And if someone is a sannyasi, then he can travel all over the world and make disciples. This is good. In other words, if one teaches what he's learned, I was thinking today, what will I say? And what I should say is what I've learned from my spiritual master. If I could speak what I've learned, then that's my perfection. And then I've done my duty as a postman, carries the message, he carries the letters, carries the postage without changing it. I don't have to be flashy. I don't have to be too clever. Just like you don't want a postman who's too flashy and too clever. Just simple. And then that's what they look for when they're choosing someone who's truthful, loyal, trustworthy. So that's our... And the Krishna consciousness movement is, first of all, pointing out that Krishna is the Supreme Person and everyone should follow Krishna's instructions. Everyone. No one's excluded. That includes the scientists. That includes the religionists. Religionists can't say, well, that's your God. I don't believe in your God. Well, then you have to present a different God. Give us who the real God is if it's not Krishna. Krishna, give us the standards, give us the characteristics of what God would be like if he were a person, because they're more or less impersonless. But even if they did believe that God could be a person, then please tell us what the characteristics would be. Would he be good looking or would he be ugly? No, he'd be good looking. Would he be intelligent or a fool? No, he'd be intelligent. Would he be powerful or a weakling? Go through step by step, point by point. You'd find out this person that's the greatest in everything, a Samordva. No one is equal to him or greater than him. It seems that Krishna meets the qualifications in every field. Why shouldn't we accept him as God? Just because he's too good looking, or he's too personal, too powerful? No. People don't know about Krishna, that's why they don't accept him. And it's the duty of the devotees of Krishna to make Krishna known to the people, to let them, there's a saying, to know him is to love him. If you know Krishna, it's very difficult not to love him, because everything about him is lovable. The food he eats, then he gives to his followers, is wonderful, simply wonderful. And his form is simply wonderful, his devotees are simply wonderful, his song, Bhagavad Gita, is simply wonderful. Even if you just chant his name, you can chant in many different tunes with different instruments, different meters. His name is wonderful. You can save so much money. You don't have to buy new albums all the time. You can just chant the same Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. In fact, you can even give up all your other music and just take up Hare Krishna, and you'll be satisfied. So many musicians have done that. They were busy making music and trying to do so many things, but they just took up chanting Krishna, Krishna's name. Everything about Krishna is exemplary. His morality is exemplary. His behavior is exemplary. In every field. Sometimes the non-devotees don't understand him. Shishupal, for example, he called him a woman hunter number one, because it was well known that Krishna was having rasa dance in Vrindavan. It wasn't a secret. So Shishupal took the opportunity of the Rajasuya sacrifice. They were trying to decide who would be the first person to be worshipped, the most worshipable person at the sacrifice. And Krishna's name was brought up. And Shishupal was aghast. How is it possible that so many other great personalities are here, demigods and brahmanas and great kings, and you're bringing up this woman hunter? Yes. We don't even know whether he's a Vaishya or a Kshatriya. We don't even know what caste he belongs to. Went on and on. But Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, he said, no, he's the best brahmachari, the most ideal. No one else could have been in the association of such beautiful women and not fallen prey to lusty desires. I could not have done it. So there is testimony by the great brahmachari Bhishma Dev. In every field. Because Krishna is great, anyone who follows Krishna, they become great. As Krishna is the greatest, they become the greatest. It's amazing how one can be the lowest of the low, can be born in a Chandala family, Chandala meat, dog eaters. That's considered a very low family to be born in. But it doesn't matter. If he becomes a follower of Krishna, or even better, Gopi Bhar Tur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa, if he becomes a follower of the follower of the follower of the follower of Krishna, that's even better. He becomes the greatest. Just by that one act alone. Doesn't have to be a great scholar. Doesn't have to be from a wealthy family or a high family. Just serve Krishna or Krishna's devotees. Serving, following means serving, really, because if you follow someone but you're not really in a service mood, then you're not actually a good follower. Because the leader may give you some instructions. If you claim to be a follower, then when the leader says, now you must do this, this is why God is not very popular now, because people are not inclined to follow spiritual principles. They're not inclined to practice brahmacharya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that brahmacharya is important and regulative principles are important. Religious worshipping, bowing down before God, that this is important. But people don't want to do this. They want to be God. And in Kali Yuga, the leaders, the so-called leaders, are leading them in the wrong direction. They're telling them, there is no God. You yourself are the most important person. Do what you feel. Whatever feels good for you, you do that. And don't worry about anything else. This is Freud philosophy, that we have to enjoy our senses to the fullest extent. Don't restrain, because then you'll get psychosis and you'll get disturbed in the mind and you'll become full of anxiety and what have you. So that philosophy is just engage in sense gratification. But Krishna says, no, don't engage in sense gratification. Restrain your senses, engage your senses in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the instruction of the Lord. And those who follow that, they become great. Look at Lord Jesus Christ. He's so famous. Why is he famous? He's famous because he took the instructions of the Lord. He followed the Lord sincerely and taught everyone else to do that. Therefore, he's great. Anyone who does that, why is Srila Prabhupada so great? Because he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Once, when Prabhupada was visiting Portland, he was invited to speak on a radio show, and the young man who was interviewing him asked him why he had come to America, and Prabhupada said that I came because I came to teach love of God, teach what you forgot. So then the interviewer asked him, so who sent you? And he said, my spiritual master sent me. Before he said, who sent you? He said, does that mean that you're the Messiah? And Prabhupada said, yes, I'm the Messiah. And then he said, who sent you? And Prabhupada said, my spiritual master sent me. So you can become a Messiah very easily. If you'd like to become a Messiah, all you have to do is carry out the instructions. Teach what your spiritual master has taught you and carry out the instructions that you've been given. Then you become the greatest personality. You can become a saint. People are very proud that they're not saints these days. They say, I'm not a saint. I'm just saved. But unless you become saintly, you can't be saved. You have to become. Krishna doesn't take demoniac persons back to the spiritual world. Why should they go? They should stay here. Just like, even if there's a governor or a prime minister or president who's very liberal and very kind, he doesn't let all the criminals out of the prison just to be kind. He lets them out if they've rectified themselves, if they've become changed. So when they have a change of heart, then they can come. So we're fortunate in that we are in an unbroken chain of disciplic succession, and all of our predecessor acharyas have set the perfect example. We know that during our generation there were many other swamis and messiahs and incarnations, so-called, that came from India to the West. I remember in America there were several. And now those people that followed them are crying. I've personally seen their crying. They were so sad that they were disappointed that their leaders were actually cheaters. So we don't want to be like that. We want to be good followers, present the teachings, follow the instructions of Krishna and the spiritual master. It's not so difficult. It's summarized. Prabhupada has more or less summarized the Vedas into a simple formula. Chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and follow the four regulative principles, which summarize the yam and the niyam of the Ashtanga Yoga system. In other words, these are all the pious. This keeps you free from sins. The four regulative principles keeps us free from sinful activities, and the chanting of the Maha Mantra will give us love of Krishna, love of God. And then if we're not engaging in sinful activities and we're developing love of God, then that's it. That's the perfection. And if we do that, then everything will go very nicely in society. There'll be peace, there'll be harmony, there'll be prosperity. Because if we give up sinful activities, then all the slaughterhouses will be closed, all the brothels will be closed, the drinking establishments will be closed. Sinful activities get knocked off one after the other. And if we're chanting Hare Krishna, then we won't be full of greed, we won't be full of lust, we won't want to exploit others. Our hearts will become purified. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nivapanam shaya kairava chandrika vitanam vidyavaru jivanam anandam buri vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita svadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Everything becomes auspicious by the chanting of the Hare Krishna. The heart becomes purified. My desire, even if my heart is full of lusty and greedy and demoniac desires if I chant the holy names, I'll become purified. It works. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya wanted this chanting to be spread everywhere. Prithivitya chiyatin nagaragahi gram sarvatra prachachoy moranam. Every town and village, the chanting of Hare Krishna should be spread. That is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. And we're doing that. This is, although we may not be qualified in so many ways, but as an organization, we're trying our best to spread the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. We were recently remembering our godbrother from Russia. What is his, the first Russian, Prabhupada's Russian disciple? Anantashanti, yes. So Anantashanti Prabhu, he had association with a pure devotee for a few hours, and he listened very carefully, just by hearing and taking the instructions as best he could. And he whatever he understood, the instruction was, now you go out and preach what you've heard. So he was not perfect. He was just a newcomer, but he took it seriously that I've been given this instruction, I've been given these, so let me go and preach. You're not this body. Chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the result is, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of devotees in Russia after 30 years. Prabhupada departed in 77, so 37 years. At that time there was one devotee, at least one initiated devotee. Now thousands and thousands. I remember when I first came to India, and it was all Americans coming on the 747, mostly Americans. And every time people would see us, someone from the West, they would say, "You're from America?" I'd say, "Yes." Now they say, "You're from Russia?" No. But that is there. So this is the value. One sincere soul, simple soul, he took the instructions and he tried his best. He gave everything. He gave his life to spreading Krishna consciousness, passing on the same message. And the result is phenomenal. So we're so thankful to have Anantashanti Prabhu, that we're so fortunate that he was the one that Shyama Sundar happened to meet when he was out trying to find some food. There were so many other Russians, they may not have taken it, but he took it. So we can also become, a valuable asset. Do something good for the world. Generally, we're taught like that. All over the world, they teach you should try to do something good for the world. But it's very difficult to do anything good for the world when you're completely in ignorance. How can you do anything good for the world when you're totally in ignorance? You don't know who you are. You don't know the purpose of life. You don't know how anything has come about. Even if you have good intentions, it just makes things worse. There's really no value in trying to be a teacher or to be a leader unless you have transcendental knowledge. That's why Prabhupada's speaking here about the brahmanas. because the Brahmanas have knowledge. And the Krishna consciousness movement is a movement that is taking the position of Brahmanas. This movement is to educate everyone. Educate the Kshatriyas, educate the Brahmanas. The so-called Brahmanas have no education. They don't know who God, they don't even know that God's a person. How can they be religious leaders? Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. God is the giver of religion. They don't know that God's a person. They need to be educated. Like this year we published a poster. Some of you may have seen it. It's His Holiness the Dalai Lama offering a beautiful garland, a gorgeous garland to Srila Prabhupada's murti in the Bangalore ISKCON temple. That's very nice. That's he's setting a good example for all Buddhists, that they should all offer garlands to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And then they will achieve the perfection, what Buddha actually wanted them to do. Buddha was a transcendental trickery. He told them, you don't have to worship God, just do what I say. So they did what he said, but they don't believe in God, but they're worshiping God anyway, because Buddha is God. So this is the... He set a good example. He gave up. He stopped the meat eating. Lord Buddha. He wanted to show mercy to the animals. So this is very nice that if we can approach the leaders of society and give them Krishna consciousness, teach them, that will be very effective, because when a leader takes up Krishna consciousness, then the people will follow. But even if someone is not a very famous person, he can lead in his domain. But we see that many times Narad Muni and the other great preachers, when they got the opportunity to preach to leaders, they took it. It's like Prabhupada. He was somewhere else in the world, and then he was given a notice that the Prime Minister of India was prepared to meet him, and Prabhupada went back because he considered it so important to preach to leaders. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes, we have a microphone. Maybe, yes, stand up and try your best. Yes.
And you know the example of Pooja. Pooja, she wasn't saint, but she was saved. And you
she became a saint just before being saved. Kubja was not saintly, but she did the most saintly thing, the most brave, courageous thing. She took the sandalwood pulp that she had personally made for Kamsa. Kamsa was very pleased with her, and she fearlessly smeared it on Krishna and Balaram's body, right on the main street. What a great, fearless thing to do. What saintly thing to do. Then she invited Krishna to come to her house. She wanted to entertain him as best she could. That was also saintly. And she got the most wonderful opportunity of touching Lord Krishna. She was very enthusiastic to touch him. By touching the Lord, she became purified. So yes, she was not saintly before, but by coming in contact with Krishna, she became Krishnaized. She became purified. Thank you. Yes. Then, after. We should become... What is it? Couldn't hear. Stand up. Ah. When I went into the Israeli army, you're wondering if they followed me?
No, I'm not wondering. I heard the story in one of the lectures. If you can just explain in your words briefly, then that would be very inspiring.
Briefly. Well, I was drafted into the Israeli army during the Intifada. War was going on, and I told them that it's not a good idea to draft me into the army, and they said, why not? And I said, because all these young people will become devotees. I preach to everyone. I chant, I preach. Didn't you see when I first came in, I started chanting? There was a whole group, they're all young people, and they said, yes, we saw that. I said, that's what's going to happen wherever you send me. And I don't think that's what you want. But anyway, the top person in the country decided I should go in the army anyway. He wanted to set a policy that even Hare Krishna leaders have to go into the army and serve. So, but that's what I did. I went around chanting and distributing prasadam and preaching. And so I had a wonderful time. One time that I never, because I don't speak Hebrew, so I didn't understand what they were talking about. And one time the commander was giving a session and he had a picture of a man and he was pointing out where you're supposed to shoot. That much I could understand, you're supposed to shoot. So I usually just chanted japa in the back of the class. But this one time I raised my hand and the commander was so excited. Yes, Dan, yes, you have a question. I said, yes, I have a question. They spoke English. I said, I have a question. He said, yes, what's the question? What's the question? Everyone was ears. First time I spoke. What's the question? He said, now, you're teaching us that we're supposed to shoot the enemy between here and here, correct? He said, yes, yes, Dan. He said, now when we shoot to kill, correct? He said, yes, yes, Dan. I said, now when we kill the man, do we kill the body or the soul? He said, kill the body. No, the soul. No, the body. Well, which is it? And he stopped the class and he came over and we had a half hour discussion about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Glory to Srila Prabhupada.
So devotees are, you know, many years following, but in the West we see that it's kind of dropped off a little bit in the beginning back in the 70s, and so many people were joining and we're very enthusiastic. Is it because of the change of atmosphere?
No, because people like you from America have come to other places and left us bereft. That's my answer. Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you so much for being very nice class. I just wanted to ask, you mentioned how Lord Chaitanya has said that we should become guru. And I just wish to hear a little more about that. Responsibilities of an individual within ISKCON to become a leader.
To become a leader means to be a good follower. Just become a good, sincere follower. You don't have to worry about how you'll become qualified. He'll make you qualified. Krishna will make you qualified. The disciplic succession, Brahma, will make you qualified. If you're sincere. So that's the solution. You don't have to separately try. There's nothing to do, because all the good qualities, yasyasti bhakti bhagavat yakinchana sarvaya gunaistatra samasate suraha. All the good qualities come to one who is a devotee of Krishna. Automatically. Automatically.